Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be relatively dry as we move forward through these next several days and on into really the end of the month. There will be a chance for some precipitation, but it's not likely to be very significant, certainly not in this first week of the outlook. A cool front will be cutting through the Midwest here tomorrow into Thursday, and it offers our only opportunity for meaningful rain in this first week of the outlook. The precipitation that's expected is going to be rather erratic and mostly quite light, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a half inch most often. There may be a couple of localized amounts that might get into the 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch range, but I certainly can't get excited about more than maybe 15% of the region getting some of the greater rainfall. Now, Iowa will have its best chance for rain as this frontal system comes through. So will Nebraska, and so will portions of Illinois. Rain totals in these areas, again, like everybody else, will run upwards to half inch, with maybe a few counties getting something a little bit greater, but we're not expecting it to be very widespread. Now, once this frontal system gets through the region, we're going to be seeing rather quiet conditions occurring across the Midwest for a while. A few sporadic showers will likely occur, but no generalized rain event is expected. And at the same time, there's going to be a ridge of high pressure building up across portions of the plains and western Corn Belt. Now, this high pressure ridge is expected to become a fairly strong feature, at least for a few days, as we go through the late weekend and on into next week. Precipitation will be suppressed in west central and southwestern portions of the Corn Belt during this period of time. Dry or mostly dry conditions will prevail, and temperatures will get into the upper 80s through the lower and middle 90s on a frequent basis from portions of South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas into Iowa, Missouri, and parts of southwestern Illinois down into the Delta. These will be the areas that see the least amount of rain in the second week of the two-week outlook. One of the interesting features on the charts here this morning is a possible tropical cyclone off the west coast of Mexico. That storm system could move up into Baja California and diminish. As it does so, this would occur during the late weekend and early part of next week. Some of the remnant moisture from this storm system could flow through the Great Basin and parts of the Rocky Mountain region and enhance thunderstorm activity over the top of the ridge of high pressure in the Dakotas sometime during the second half of next week. If that were to occur, we might see a little more relief to some of the dryness in parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, and see some better rains occur across Wisconsin and Michigan into parts of Ohio and Indiana. Confidence is not real high on this tropical insurgence of moisture, though, and we'll have to continue to monitor it. If we don't get that, most likely the rains will not be as enhanced, and we'll likely see a lot of areas still struggling for moisture as we move through the second week of the outlook, which finishes us out in the early days of September. Some of the computer forecast models today are suggesting cooling will occur in Canada during the early days of September. There is nothing at the moment that shows up as being a viable threat to crops across the Canadian prairies or even the north central U.S., but the cooling trend will be closely monitored as we move through the early days of September, just to make sure we don't miss a potential threat. Right now, though, there is no reason to be concerned, and it looks like the majority of the U.S. will see temperatures that will rise through the 80s over the next several days, 80s and lower 90s this weekend. Next week, most of the Midwest will be seeing high temperatures running from the lower and middle 80s in the east to the middle and upper 80s and lower to a few middle 90s in the west. Lows at night will likely be in the 60s, often with a few upper 50s in the far north and a few lower 70s in some of the southern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.